The Furt Show.
We got to bring producer Carl in here because he's been at the same place that I'm scared of being at. And that's when your 7-year-old starts asking you about the birds and the bees. And as the words are coming out of your mouth, you know you're hacking it.
Right, exactly. I know I am. You know.
So how does this all go down? Are y'all like watching TV or something?
My son, you know, he's 7 years old, so he's asking all kind of questions, just random questions, all of out the blue. He asks me, why doesn't he has boobies?
What's
up? That's how it starts.
That's how it starts.
Does he even say, Dad, I got a question for you? Y'all sitting there around watching Phineas and Ferb, and he goes, how come I don't have boobs?
Exactly.
Out of
just
nowhere.
Like that. Out of nowhere.
Ambushed. You got ambushed.
I'm like, damn. Because you know what? I want to be there. Like, you know, when I grew up, my dad was in a different city. So he was kind of there on the phone, but he wasn't there. You make a difference when you're there. So I want to be right there and be straightforward and honest with my son and, you know, not try to. I want to be right there and just, boom, ready for the world at 16.
Dad knows everything.
Yeah, man. Because one thing, I told him a lie one time, and he found out. Then he said, Dad, the kings don't lie. I said, because, you know, I'm calling myself the king around the house and prince and all that stuff. So he said, Dad, kings don't lie. So when he said that, I'm like, okay, I got to be real, just straightforward with you, man. He said this a few years ago. So he asked him about the boobs, right? So I decided.
Were you shocked?
Yeah, I was. First of all, I'm shocked that he called it booby. I'm like, where you get boobies from? I don't say boobies. I say tatas, you know, whatever. So, so he asked me about that. So I decided to be straightforward with him. He started asking me where babies come from, and it starts getting deeper and deeper. So I take a deep breath. Okay, should I tell him the truth or should I wait? So I'm like, forget it, man. I tell him the truth. I say, all right, son, babies come from. Can I use these words?
Well, it depends what you're going to say. Penis?
Yeah. Okay, I use the penis goes into the vagina. And I stepped away from it real fast.
I bet you did.
You know? I gotta go.
He said it really fast. I said, so it goes to the penis in vagina real fast. I was thinking that the 7-year old.
He thinks that's all one word. He thinks that's one long medical word. Fantastic. Like. Peanuts go into the vagina.
I'm hoping that he didn't have a chance to process it. So he catches the whole thing. He slows it down. Peanuts and vagina. I'm like, yeah, son. So we go into just a little bit. And then he goes, okay. And walks off and goes watching Phineas and Ferb. So later on in the day, I get a call from my wife. So she's like, man, what did you tell Kylie? I'm like, I told him, you know, the truth. And so she's embarrassed because he walks in the she walks in this room and he's smiling at her. Hey, mommy. I know how I got here.
So
she calls me. She said, you should have gave me the talk because I'm the one feeling embarrassed because she's thinking that now he's looking at her. Of what daddy's doing to her now.
He probably is.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, he's connecting the dots.
Yeah, he's still figuring it out.
And that's what I mean. So it's cool for him to kind of figure it out. Like right now he's 7. By the time he actually figures it out, he'll be, 8 or 9? Mm-hmm. And, he's learning. It's the truth, buddy.
He's a smart kid. He's starting to put it all together. So did Nichelle go back and did she give him a different reason?
She hadn't touched it.
She hasn't touched it at all.
Now, when I get back home, then, you know, I explain a little bit more. Then, you know, I have
She's
daughters.
Like avoiding her kid at all costs. Go to your room.
And I promise you, man, it's funny because you're trying to be real careful when you're doing all of this, right? You want to be as careful and as direct as you can. But I think I was a little bit premature of telling him the truth, you know?
I don't think so. My 2-year-old has asked.
Really?
Yeah. He's already asked, he knows daddy has a penis and he knows that mommy has a vagina now because he's made us explain it to him. How come mommy doesn't have a penis?
That's a European band right there. Like they're going to open for Foo Fighters at some music festival in like a town called Dublinshire.
So, yeah, they start getting really inquisitive early. But the thing is that they hit you with questions at the strangest times, and it's not a big deal to them. They don't know that they're about to ask you a big question.
Right.
So they don't brace you for it. So you'll just be sitting there watching TV, and then, Daddy, how come men don't have boobs comes out.
And then
I would imagine it's the same feeling as the football coaches who get the big old tub of Gatorade thrown on them without even, you know, and they're not ready for it.
Right.
Like your shoulders go up, your head goes down, you shock on your face.
That's exactly the way you feel. And the thing is, when you tell him all this truth and all this extra grown-up stuff, and he looks at you, oh, okay, you kind of feel like, all right, I did the right thing. But then you get that call, like,
the repercussion
call. Yeah, exactly. But the thing about me is I have daughters, and I'm not sure of what my son is telling my daughter.
Oh, no.
So I have to be clear on what I'm doing with them. And I think I was a little premature. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to tell my son the truth.
Would the conversation have been different with your daughters?
Definitely.
Than it was? So what would you have said to your daughters?
I would have told her the truth, but I think I would have been a little bit more easy about it. Penis and vagina, just, you know, I don't even know if my son even... I don't even know if he's even heard the words before, but he knows
well,
what
he
it is.
Didn't make right, his wife right. uncomfortable.
He's obviously heard the word boobs.
Right, I know, right? Boobies. I'm like,
but I mean, how else are you going to tell your daughters? It's the exact same thing. I mean, they are eventually going
to
find out mm-hmm. about the vagina and about the penis. So why?
I think I would have reeled my wife in on that one. I would have told
Maybe
her the
her
truth.
To do it.
Yeah,
I would have told her the truth and been there, but had her speaking it. You know. So daddy could be a part of it, but my son just, yeah, this is raw and uncut, buddy.
You know? Now you're like, what did I do?
Literally, right?
You're starting to put it together now also, man. Like, oh, so now I'm starting to get how I got here.
Right, right.
Yeah.
He's with it though, man. And you know, we got a crack in our bedroom door, so I'm thinking about all this stuff now. You know, I'm thinking like, how does he know? Like, he's putting it all together. Has he ever seen us? Or I'm like, man.
You're all up in your head now.
All up in my dome.
I wish there was a way that they could brace us for stuff like that, but they just don't know.
Just blurt it out.
They just right. blurt so it cute. Out. Like, this is not a big deal or anything, Dad, but how come I
And you know what? You're right, because that happens. You don't expect it, but I don't expect to be caught off guard, but it will catch you off guard, parents.
Sure will.
Smack you right in the face.
Daniel, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on?
You tell us.
Oh, man. I've taught first grade for the last 5 years. And as a male elementary school teacher, imagine that what he had that just caught him off guard.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have 20 children sitting in front of me, and one child will throw a question like that out.
Oh,
but you've got built-in excuse, though. You could say, why don't you go home and ask your right. parents, right?
Yeah, but the funny thing is I try to be very, you know, cerebral and talk to the children about that kind of stuff. But, like, that question about, you know, why don't I have boobies? I mean, we'll talk about mammals and reptiles and stuff, and we have to explain that mammals give live birth and feed their babies milk. And I always get into a conversation that humans are actually mammals, and the children are like, no way, no way, I'm not an animal. And they'll fight you on it. And when, you know, the characteristics are like, you have fur, you know, so your eyebrows are fur, and your mom gives your baby brother or baby sister milk. And it's funny because half of them will smile because they've seen it. And the other half just stare at the other ones like, how come he knows more than I do? What's going on?
Right.
Yeah, but I have to get into all that stuff at some point. It is hilarious the way they look at you.
I'll tell you which word scares me more
so
than
cute.
Anything else now is the word why, especially when it comes
right.
to my two-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just a chain of whys
right.
until you get to the base of everything.
Everything
like,
is a why.
I feel like I need to know everything on the
about
planet
everything.
For that kid because he won't take the first answer.
Exactly.
It's always why, why, why.
And why.
Get it? The Bird Show.